The former Park City High School, later named the Carl Winters Middle School, and now the City Library, was built in 1928. It's never been listed on the National Register of Historic Places. City Manager Diane Foster says City Council directed staff to proceed with the remodel and addition and will wait until the building's finished next year to follow through with the application.
We have lots of buildings in Park City that are, such as the McPollin Farm is on the National Historic Register, and this is one that both staff and council believe should be on.
So we've gone through the process, but it's never, what, been followed through, or?
To my understanding, I don't think we've actually made application to put it on the register. I know that there has been action in the past from the Planning Commission and Council to have it recommended, but that was years ago.
The city recently sent the plans for this renovation in addition to the Division of State History, asking for comments regarding the possibility of it remaining eligible for nomination to the register. State historian Corey Jensen wrote back saying he determined the new addition would be even more visually intrusive than the 1992 addition, but even with the alterations, he thinks the building could still be eligible for nomination. Foster says that's a definite maybe.
The state believes that the new renovation, that the addition does cause some concern, but they think there are other compelling reasons to have it on the list. And actually, they said themselves, the reality is we can't make a determination until the building is finished.
The staff, she says, remains confident that the project will be consistent with the Department of the Interior standards and believes that it can still be nominated and included on the National Register when finished. At its meeting today, the City Council will consider whether to award a $20,000 grant to the Soul Sports Company, allowing the hometown business owners to move into the Iron Horse District.
One of the challenges for small businesses are rents are quite high in the city. And this is a local company owned by local athletes, Olympians. And this is a sustainable product. And it meets a lot of council goals. And it's interesting, the amount of work that's been done. I mean, $20,000, this is a significant economic grant for Park City. For other communities, that would be a drop in the bucket. But these folks have gone through with the economic development staff and identified how their company meets City Council project goals. And City Council is very interested in business incubation, in supporting local businesses, in providing people the ability to grow up here and then live and work here.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. The City Council meets this afternoon in work session starting at 5:50. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.